Axtell Eagles, Coach's Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Axtell Truss Manufacturing, and Barry Bussing Construction.
For engineered roof and floor trusses, call on Axtell Truss. 12 to 80 foot span, complete hip, cathedral, and floor systems using only the best SOIP available. Deliver to your site undamaged on a roll-off trailer. Manufactured locally at Axtell Truss on U.S. Highway 36, 2 miles west of K-110 between Seneca and Marysville. Phone 785-736-2291.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We are aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Barry Bussing, Bussing Construction in Axtell offers dozer construction and all types of soil conservation work, including terraces and water aid. Remember, conservation is the key to our future, and it all starts with you. Contact Barry Bussing and see how he can help you. Call Barry today at 736-2833. For conservation work, Barry Bussing Construction of Axtell, Kansas. Phone 736-2833.
And welcome back to KNDY. We're now joined by Eric Detweiler, head football coach for the Axtell Eagles. Coach, there is a term that's used a lot in sports, a tale of two halves. That still doesn't really describe your first-round playoff game against Thunder Ridge. Talk to me about the first 44 minutes and 39 seconds of that ball game.
Well, you know, the first half is kind of like you said. We did not play very good football at all. I think I counted we had 6 drop catches in the first half. We had 3 fumbles. We just couldn't seem to do anything right. We were missing blocks all day long, and it just seemed like we were not prepared for the game, which, I'd like to think is not the case. But, you know, we just were not ready, and Thunder Ridge kind of stuck it to us a little bit. And at halftime, we're down 20-0 and told our kids that the bad news is we played absolutely miserable. The good news is that we're only down 20-0, and we got a shot to win this game. Not a lot of times you can get away with that, but we felt like we were actually in a good spot, if you can believe that, for how we played, being down 20-0. And come out the third quarter, we started to pick up our game a little bit, and we drove the ball down and actually got a score, which, you know, an 8-man football, momentum is just an absolutely huge thing, and things kind of tend to go our way after that.
Now, let's talk about the last 3 minutes and 21 seconds. What was said and what was done to win 42-40?
Just kind of like I told our seniors, I said, is this how you guys want your last game to end? I said, let's get going and use that momentum that we'd scored on the touchdown previous to that, and had a little favor on our side, you know, a little luck, I should say, and we recovered 2 onside kicks in a row, and after the first one, we scored on our first play. We'd seen a defense that we thought was favorable for us, and you know, we took advantage of it, scored on one play, and then recovered another onside kick with about 2.5 minutes to go, and then we drove the ball down the field. We didn't want to leave too much time on the clock, but yet at the same time, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, you score too early, you give the other team time to score back. And so we scored with about 29 seconds to go, and then we had to score the 2-point conversion to take the lead, and we actually did that, but then one of our kids was not lined up right, so had a penalty and had to back us up 5 yards and do it again, and we was fortunate enough to score again, and it was a great win for our team. Our kids were, you know, obviously excited, score 3 times in 3 minutes and come out and win the ball game.
You now improve to 7-2 on the year in advance of the second round, where you face Hanover on the road. Granted, your boys were not at full strength the last time you played them, but things did not go as planned earlier in the season when you fell to them at home 62-12. What is it going to take to beat Hanover this time around?
Well, we got to minimize mistakes. Last time we had about a 1 to 2 minute spell in that ball game where Hanover scored 3 touchdowns, kind of like we did last Friday night. And like I said, momentum is a huge thing in 8-man football, and we can't have that little 2 to 5 minute window of bad mistakes. Limit turnovers, things that lead to huge momentum swings in this ball game. You know, Hanover kind of runned at will on us last time. You know, had a pretty good idea what they were trying to do to us, and we just couldn't stop it. You know, we got to focus on that, minimizing mistakes and stopping their simple plays before we can even worry about what they try to do offensively otherwise.
We're speaking with Eric Detweiler, head football coach for the Axtell Eagles. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks, Ben.
That's Axtell Eagle head football coach Eric Detweiler here on KNDY.
Axtell Eagles, Coach's Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Axtell Truss Manufacturing, and Barry Bussing Construction. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports. Sit around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller, Odell, and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday. Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.